Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. You can support this channel through the PayPal and Subscribestar links below to keep me making this series of videos. Any and all donations are helpful. Before I get on with the memes, first give this video a like to move it up in the algorithm. And also, here's a word from today's sponsor, Hawk and the Good. His channel is for MGTOW men looking for philosophy and purpose in today's society. The number one question guys ask me is, how do I find meaning and purpose in life? And Hawken has you covered with politics and current affairs, mixed in from a male perspective. Visit his YouTube channel and see for yourself. Sponsor link is down below. Now on with the memes. Number one, Belle from Beauty and the Beast was ready to smash the beast without realizing he would ever turn human. Remember that for women to tame the man beast is a great fantasy. That's also the end of the story of love. Once they tame you, they start looking elsewhere and get bored. As for the beast, maybe she got together with him because he owns a castle. And talking dancing golden figurines that can be shoved up in foreign places. I guess this is what you call a modern day furry love story. Up next is the difference between women that have daddy issues versus those with mommy issues. Daddy issues make them promiscuous, using their sexuality to try and keep a man from abandoning them the way their father might have. They think to themselves, if they just become sexy enough, daddy will come back. Mommy issues, on the other hand, make women have a hard time forming emotional bonds with you, have narcissistic personality disorder, become emotionally abusive, and have controlling behaviors. Number three is how you're supposed to enjoy a female comedian. By putting on construction earmuffs and foam earplugs, which are a must. Either that or you can stay away from comedy clubs that cater to onstage cooch performers. Moving on is the new president of Argentina. Keeping his promise and announcing that the Argentinian Ministry of Women, Gender, and Equality will close in 21 days. Finally, there's some good news in this world. Doing this, he's shown that he's got more balls than most politicians, considering that half his voters are female, and a huge chunk of them voted for this. Trump should take notes if he wins again. Number five is a woman wondering if a guy can pay her expenses if they break up, because he's doing it now even though they aren't cohabitating. And she's even wondering if she can get dibs on his estate if he dies. No, he doesn't have to pay her, and no, she can't actually get into his estate. But one day we might elect a feminist government that'll make this mandatory. But maybe she should get a job instead. Forget about avoiding cohabitation. At this rate in 10 years, you should ignore all contact with them. Up next, how do we go from muscle-bound hunk heroes in the 80s to feminized men that look like discount prince? Was it cooking in plastic, or with a single mother phenomenon? But to be fair, Arnie's sons with Maria Shriver are closer to being simps than they are to superheroes, on account of having a soft life. This one meme illustrates strong men make good times, while weak men make hard times. With these sorts of sissy men, times are about to get nuts. Number 7 is one of the actresses in the most recent Charlie's Angels film saying, "It bombed because men don't like female-led action films." Meanwhile, Ripley and Wonder Woman say, "Hold my tampon." Remember guys, it's always men's fault according to women when anything goes wrong. In reality, women didn't show up to watch Charlie's Angels either, so women are to blame. Charlie's Angels with Drew Barrymore was a big success, so it's definitely not the fault of men. Number 8, we have an interracial couple that boinked an entire nation. Harris is also Indo-Jamaican. What more can I say at this point? Moving on, as a man, they refused to give up his bus seat for a pregnant woman, saying that pregnancy was her choice. It's not his fault she decided to have kids without affording a car. He also could have said that the child is nothing more than a clump of cells. Is this a bus with one seat, though? Why did another woman offer up her seat instead? Did this guy knock her up? No. Then it's not his problem. Women like to only pick the good parts of equality, it seems. Chivalry is also dead. Suck it up, buttercup, and stand with the other winos. Number 10, women say that beauty comes in all shapes and sizes. But when women finally believe this about men, that's when you should actually believe this about women. For women, male beauty only exists over 6 feet tall in height. There are no short kings in her kingdom of the golden cooch. However, in this graphic, I think that most men would probably take the woman that comes in the far right. Many women are ugly and we just need to accept it. Up next, I ask the question, does he look happy? I don't think he is, and underestimated how unwanted and unloved a skinny man that's 5'2" really is. Completely invisible. The look in the eyes reminds me of a guy's face when they are with their partner and completely unhappy. Remember guys, double mastectomy stars are hot. Said no one ever. But seriously, to me Juno looks really, really sad. Number 12 is the difference between how reasonable people and leftists see politics. Leftists have a bunch of different terms like Democratic Socialists, NDP, Labour, Antifa, and dozens of other terms. Apparently even Canadians, which are simply another word for communism. They have a little bit of branding issues thanks to communism and Marxism and want people to buy their ideology. But they just don't want people to know what it really is, so they mislabel it. Moving on, when women start getting desperate for good conservative men, this is what they'll do and project. But she's still using makeup, has her hair done, and wears a tight top to sexualize herself, even though she's supposedly traditional and ended that bird. She's both beautiful and cruel. Many trad cucks are so thirsty that they would let her choke their chicken too. But if she took the life of that animal for that picture alone, then we should get PETA in her case. Number 14 looks like in these ungodly times, we have a bus full of trans women off to see the Pope. I guess they're clearing the way for the Antichrist's return or something. What I want to know is who's going to be the false prophet. These days with the Pope being more liberal, why the hell is he behaving this way? Is it possible that he's sexually repressed in some way, and that's why he's opening up the Vatican to this sort of thing? Or does he just want those trans donations? Number 15 is what happens when you treat a woman like a queen. She treats you back horribly because you're simping, so you need to stop. Women generally hate it when other people do nice things for them because they feel like they're in the debt of that other person. The surest way to lose the lust of a woman is to spoil her with stuff. Attention is fine if you listen and allow yourself to get used as an emotional tampon if you're already in a relationship. But if you're not, you're just being friend-zoned. Up next, it looks like faith has fallen in Sweden. 60 years ago, the church allowed women to be ordained priests. Now women make up 50.1% of the total number. It may not look like it, but Christianity in Sweden is under threat. I predict that eventually that number will go to 80 or 90% of the priests being women, just like the politicians one day. To me, these priests look like a bunch of liberated nuns that listen to metal music. They look like they're being led by Admiral Hodo herself, Laura Dern in the front. Number 17, it looks like Sansa from the Game of Thrones and Starlight from The Boys look like vampires or something. Looks like androchrome is one hell of a drug. These two have gone from being cute to looking like junkies, either that or they're Transformers. Whoever told them to have that facial fat removal procedure should be fired. Starlight should also now be renamed to Desklamp, and this reminds me of what happened to the Harry Potter girls. Moving on, we have yet more trad cuck propaganda, with the difference between a baby mama and a mother. They're the same woman, and this is just racism bait, trying to say that the woman on the right is better because her child is white. If you've been listening to me for any length of time, you know there's no such thing as a good woman. For some reason, this also kind of reminds me of the build your own Chad versus build your own backup man plan. Number 19, a female pensioner, Carol Bowditch, was spared jail after the authorities found a USB stick with a film on it, with her and some doggies. She claims that she didn't know that was illegal. Ignorance of the law is no excuse in court for not knowing. They say that every woman carries the DNA from all the men she's ever been with inside of her body for life. I guess that also includes pets too. 64, she looks like she's 84. Up next is a woman wondering why men call gender studies a joke. Because it's just really women's studies. But we can't call it that, even though 99% of the students are female. If we called it female studies, then we would also have to make men's studies and red pill in the universities. Women would demand that be shut down and would cooch-con any university that tried starting up a program like that. This person is trying to shame men for laughing at them because they want to hide the truth. Number 21 is Daniel's dating profile, and he says that he makes $100,000 a year. And if you marry him, you have to sign a prenup. You'll have to split the check with them 50-50 on the first date. She also can't be a single mother because he's not raising someone else's children. These days, $100,000 is not that much money, apparently. If this guy knows his worth, then why is he on a dating app? Moving on, we have a reenactment of the guy that told the Preggers lady that he wasn't going to let her sit down and take a seat because she should have just dated someone with a car instead. You know, she could have really asked someone else on the bus to give their seat up, but she found the most attractive guy on the bus and didn't want to talk to any of the creeps. Number 23 is the difference between how the education system treats boys versus girls. It nurtures girls while ignores the boys. And increasingly, the only hope for guys is to go in the trades these days to make a living. But university is important for men because it teaches us to think critically and learn on our own, which is why I think it's being wrecked, and it's mostly females that are part of it these days. Up next, apparently this is what it's like dating after the age of 21. That's a little bit young to be only dating single mothers, and it's more like 31 or 41 these days. But you have to learn to become a stepdad if you do. More like you have to learn to like single moms. This poor guy can either do that or he can basically go his own way or become a passport bro. How old was the person making this meme? 15 or something? And 21 is just so far away for him. Maybe in 1998, this was true when teen pregnancy rates were higher. Number 25 in the last one is, what the hell happened between 1973 and 2023? I think it's definitely the lobbyists and corporate control of food, filling everything with sugar and seed oils, and taking out all the fat. Not all calories are equal. Notice on the left there are three girls, and only one on the right. In 1973, there was no widespread abortion, so that's probably why that kid isn't there. But seriously, the picture on the right is probably AI-generated. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Again, give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm, and so the new viewers can find it. Also, if you enjoy this sort of content and want me to expand on it to more than 2 days a week, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below, and I'll occasionally make a third video like this. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.